NASCAR goes into its next season with a giant new TV contract and a revamped playoff system that led to wrecks, fights, and some higher ratings last year. The sports executives say the changes made last season one of the most thrilling in the past decade, and that even casual fans took notice. But the sport is still nowhere near as well-viewed or attended as it was before the recession. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk reports.
NASCAR's new playoff system came down to drivers Kevin Harvick and Ryan Newman racing neck and neck.
If Harvick can stay in it, that might be the winning move.
Harvick held off Newman over the final few laps of the final race of the year to win the championship.
Holy cow!
This is how playoffs normally end. Whoever wins the final contest wins it all. But before last year, NASCAR's postseason was nothing like other sports.
The strategy before used to always be consistency.
That's Gene Haas, co-owner of Harvick's racing team. NASCAR calls its playoffs the Chase. The Chase used to be a convoluted point system where it didn't matter if you won races as long as you finished top 10 pretty often. Last season, NASCAR simplified and became more like other sports, with knockout rounds and a winner-take-all championship.
The strategy now is win at all costs, because that's what moves you up, and then there's a lot of Hail Mary passes.
In stock car racing, Hail Marys sometimes mean wrecks.
Newman's beside the 42, and he's 42's in the wall.
Like when Ryan Newman knocked Kyle Larson's 42 car out of the way in Phoenix to make the next round. More aggressive driving also led to fights. Jeff Gordon, Brad Keselowski, and their pit crews were in an all-out brawl in Texas, with both drivers getting a little bloody. When the fight started, the crowd went wild, and TV ratings for the next race spiked. In fact, more people watched several of the playoff races, including the championship, than had in years, according to Sports Media Watch. Brad Keselowski says the changes are working.
I think our fans, in general, even if it's not my aggressive moves, I think our fans love aggressive moves.
But even though more people turned on the TV for the final Chase races, viewership for NASCAR's playoffs overall was down slightly from the year before. Attendance continues to be a challenge, too, and that's leading to changes. Here at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, there is a gaping hole where an entire section of stands used to be. You may be able to hear the construction crews tearing them down. They're getting rid of 41,000 seats. To put that into perspective, if you took that many seats out of most NFL stadiums, you'd be cutting their seating capacity in half. The Atlanta Motor Speedway is also getting rid of seats, 17,000 of them. You can think of this as a business adjusting to its post-recession reality. Admissions revenue at the major tracks is down more than 40% from their peaks in 2007 and 2008, according to the most recent annual filings. But Charlotte Speedway General Manager Marcus Smith says NASCAR may have turned the corner.
We've seen the curve flatten, and now we're seeing it tick up a little bit. So as the economy improves and with gas prices lower, it really puts more money in people's pockets. And we're seeing that show up in the ticket office.
Smith says the Speedway is ahead with ticket sales for the upcoming season. And keep in mind, low attendance for NASCAR is still huge compared to many other sports. The Charlotte Speedway, for example, will still have room for roughly 90,000 people after it tears down all those seats. NASCAR CEO Brian France says the sport measures its success partly online now, too.
Billion downloads and millions of people every week, unique users on our site. So when you judge it all, this is not only the most dominant motorsport in North America by a wide margin.
But it's also competing well with other sports and has a fat new TV contract to prove it. Fox Sports and NBC are combining to pay $8.2 billion for NASCAR TV rights over the next 10 years. Fox Sports president Eric Shank says because of changing trends in how people watch TV, sports are one of the few things people still watch live.
20 years ago, no NASCAR race would have ranked in the top 20 primetime shows. Now NASCAR is a top 5 primetime show. Its size of audience, and in the context of what's happening in entertainment in general, NASCAR and other sports clearly rise to the top.
Perhaps no driver has a better feel for how NASCAR has changed than Jeff Gordon. He won his first championship in 1995, and he's announced he'll retire after this season.
We had to reinvent ourselves and start looking at areas that we can be better, and I love the fact that there's a lot of those conversations happening right now. I think the Chase format last year was phenomenal, and I think that really kind of got the buzz back.
The NASCAR season begins with the Daytona 500 on February 22nd. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.